The guy from Cora is standing outside the building in the sun. I've read online that this place used to be a biscuit factory. Hey, the guy calls. He waves. I feel self-conscious walking these last few meters, since he has seen me now and so is just watching me approach. It feels like a long time passes between the guy's hey and my eventual arrival in front of him. Hey, I say.
Lydia?
Lyd.
Okay, hey Lyd. So I'm Ben. You're seeing...
He looks down at the paper he's holding.
A14.
Yeah, I say.
You know, it doesn't have much light, right?
He looks up.
I mean, if you want, I can show you one of the studios with the skylight and everything.
No, it's okay.
Ben raises an eyebrow. Photographer?
Performance.
Really?
He sounds surprised. I get this a lot. I come across shy.
Fair enough.
Ben opens the door to the building. It's a large metal door with an iron gate in front of it that he has to open first. There are four keys he uses to get in.
Pretty secure,
Ben says.
It's a definite plus for the women who work here. So you can be here late and you'll probably feel safe.
I look up. The windows don't start until the second floor. It'd be difficult to reach them, even with a ladder.
Yeah, so...
Ben follows my line of sight.
There are no windows on the ground and first floors, because the biscuits they made here were coated with chocolate.
Oh, I say.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
The door opens with a clang.
A whole building basically designed around the fact that chocolate melts in sunlight.
The building goes up very high. The first two floors look like part of the foundations. There's an awkward moment as we go inside. We both gesture for the other to go first, and then bump into one another as we try to go through the door at the same time.
So, where did you come from?
Ben says as we walk down the dark corridor. I pause. I get this a lot too. Well, I'm from England, but my dad was Japanese and my mum is half Malaysian. He turns around.
Oh my God, shit, no, sorry. I mean, where did you come from today? Like, are you living in London?
Oh, yeah, I lie. I live just near here, in Kennington. I don't actually live in Kennington. I've just seen the stop on the tube map.
Nice, Ben says. It's pretty nice around there, isn't it?
I nod. Ben opens the door with a nameplate on it that reads A14. I step into the room. It's quite small, but enough. On one side is a sink, and a counter with a microwave on top, and a small fridge underneath.
The rent on this studio is cheaper than the ones with windows. It's £255 per month, with Cora subsidising the rest as part of the Young Artist Scheme.
Ben's looking at one of the pieces of paper he's holding.
Bills are on top, but they're cheap. Payment is due on the 28th of each month. I can leave this with you if you decide to take the room.
He holds the piece of paper up to show me.
There's a map too, fire exits, all that.
Do the lights dim? I ask. And Ben nods. I go to the switch and try it. The lights go down until they're almost off. I leave them at their lowest and, for a moment, the room looks like it is just made of shadows. Then my eyes adjust and I can see everything. Ben squints in my direction, frowning slightly. I like it, I say.
Okay, great. You take it?
Yep.
Let's sit down with the contracts then. So, shall we...
I realise that he's expecting me to turn the lights up again. Okay, I say, but I don't go to the switch.
I go to the table and sit down in the half-light, hoping that he'll just go with it. He does. He stumbles a bit on his way to the table over nothing. People, I think to myself, have appalling night vision. And he sits down.